This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don in Cleveland on the Fan.
What's up, Scotty? How you doing?
Hey, man.
I just want to talk a little Bills. I was impressed by what they did. Obviously, Josh Allen went out, but their defense is solid. And they played with the Patriots. I think the Patriots are a little vulnerable, you know, on the road. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think they're not vulnerable at all. But I think that the Bills have played them so much, and their defense is built to stop the Patriots. Their entire being, their entity, their existence, it would appear to me, is to beat the Patriots. There's only one way to get into the playoffs. There's two ways. The one way is a wild card, which is a dangerous way to make a living. And then there's the real way, which is win the division. So their goal is to beat them. And I think they've built a defense to stop Tom Brady. And they have done increasingly better at getting to that point. They are on the cusp of beating the Patriots. They had every chance in the world to beat him yesterday after they were down. Weren't they down 13-0?
Yes, right out of the gate.
So I'm not wrong, right? Like, that's their whole existence is built to beat the Patriots, and they're getting damn close, but they still didn't get it done. I mean, they had every chance in the world. I think the problem for me was that, you know, Allen got knocked out of the game and Barkley couldn't get it done.
It actually was more than Allen getting knocked out of the game. Allen ruined this game in the first half. It was on him, all right? I know he left the game. And if he's in that game in the fourth quarter, maybe one of those two drives that Barkley had that went down to the into Patriot territory, maybe they end differently. But Allen sabotaged this game early. And I know he's a young quarterback. I know that he's still learning. And I know he has shown flashes of being a good player. But he completely sandbagged the Bills in that game yesterday because their defense put up a Herculean effort. And like you said, they have been building this defense to stop that team. And honestly, they have now. That is a top five defense in the NFL. They showed it yesterday. What was Brady, 16 of 38 for a buck 50? I know they didn't sack him, but they didn't sack him because he just kept throwing the ball to the sideline every time they ran at him. Their defense is there. The offense is not caught up yet because they have a second-year quarterback who is still learning and still making dumb decisions with the football.
Right.
He sits there every week and says, I can't do that.
Throws into traffic.
And let's get to the hit, because that was a big topic yesterday of the guy Jones going helmet to helmet on Allen. I've obviously looked at it about 1,500 times now since yesterday.
So what did they do to the guy? Anything?
Well, they flagged him, and he'll probably get fined this week, but they didn't throw him out of the game. Look, it's a tough call. Here's my thing, and Brady actually said it, and Brady's kind of right. You got to protect yourself in this league. Especially when you're a quarterback, when you're a guy that is paid to lead your team, Allen's got a slide. I mean, I know he was going down. He was being tackled. He kind of lowered his shoulder. Allen is still learning, and he learned a lesson yesterday. You slide, okay? Because I know he runs a lot and he scrambles, but you're going to take a hit like you did yesterday, and now you cost your team because, you know, they lost the game because of him yesterday, but he also might have won him the game if he was still in it at the end.
Right.
And he might now lose him a game on Sunday because he might not play now against the Titans. And their defense is good enough to beat the Titans. We know that. But is Matt Barkley going to put up enough points to beat them?
That's the problem, is now you're going to have to go with Barkley in Smashville.
Right. And you just took a game where you were probably in good shape. And who knows now? And with the Titans, we talk about it every week. They win the games that they're not supposed to, that they're dogs. And they lose the games where they're favorites. It happens all the time for them, so I hope that trend continues on Sunday. But Allen needs to learn to take care of the ball more, and he needs to now. He got his first NFL lesson yesterday. You slide when you're running with the football.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't dispute any of that, although I will say I am. If I'm you, I'm nervous with Barkley in on the road.
Well, if he had to play a ton of games, I'm going to be nervous. You know, could they win a A 13-10 game with Barkley on Sunday in Nashville? They could. I mean, I'm saying if Allen's playing in that game, I'd feel a lot better. But Allen is reckless. He is a young player who is still learning in this league. He wants to be a hero. And he tried being
a hero. They keep saying that hero ball.
He wants to be a hero in the first half yesterday, and he's just, you know. Well, and then he comes
out. Did they have a punt blocked?
Well, he had a punt blocked also.
Was that a touchdown too?
Yes. So the defense only gave up 9 points.
So their offense, their quarterback, and their special teams cost him the game.
Allen and the punt block cost him the game, absolutely.
Right. So, Mavi, are you taking the Bills on the road with Matt Barkley against Mariota and the Titans in Smashville?
I am, because people, once again, are going to get hyped off a good performance by them yesterday. It's the first time Mariota's probably looked like the guy they drafted, you know, out of Oregon in his whole career. But, as we saw when they came off that Cleveland game, it's going to be short-lived. He's not as good as he looked in the last game. That Bills defense is very good. If they're going to hold Tom Brady down to what they did, you'd think they're not going to do even worse to Marcus Mariota. I think the defense is going to keep him in it. Defense might even score, you know, 10 points themselves just to get them, you know, on the board. And I think they're going to do a heavy dose of what they did yesterday is give it to Gore, you know, or if the other running back's back, the young kid, they're going to hand it off to him. I think they're going to try to run it as much as they can, throw it to the running backs, you know, out of the backfield when they can, and not put it in Barkley's hands.
All right, so there you go, 855-212-4227. I wanted to – I bet on the Bills yesterday. I hit the spread. I was happy about that. I wanted them to win. Obviously, I would have run naked, as you know. I did not have to run naked.
They had their chances, but it is what it is. It could have, should have, would have. They've shown that they're close. It is amazing to me. What bothered me was I sat there after the game was over, and I said, all of these things – happened in this football game that were so awful for them, and they still had the ball with their backup quarterback on the 40 with 2 minutes left
on the 40
game,
of New England's 40.
All of the turnovers, the blocked punt for a touchdown,
and did he get picked at
losing their
the
quarterback. Yeah, the ball went straight up in the air. The guy, Van Noy, came over and hit him. All the things that happened in that football game, and they still had the ball.
I gave you the Gore buck 9. I told you if he has 100 yards, they can win the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you that Allen would throw 3 picks and they'd have a punt block for a touchdown.
Allen wrecked the game. Allen, and you saw Allen come out the first drive of the second half. He goes 6 for 6 and leads him right down the field. Like, where was that earlier in the game? Like, he made smarter decisions, quick passes. The ball was out in 2 seconds. He didn't do that the whole rest of the game, and it just frustrates you. But that's having a young quarterback. You're going to have days like that.
It is what it is.
But their defense is worth the price of admission. They are a real good unit.
And did they come out of that game healthy with their defense?
The defense is healthy, yeah.
The Chiefs, how about that drive at the end of the game?
And listen, we keep saying it. Give the Lions credit again.
They covered.
Lions are in that football game.
They covered for me.
And had a chance to win it. Just a tough loss for the Lions.
They're both trying to give that game away at that one point. We had, like, was it the 3 straight turnovers between two teams? The fumbles back and forth, some of them in the red zone. The Kerryon Johnson one where he's stretching out when he's already pretty much down, stretching out for no reason, gets it knocked away and returned for 100 yards. It seemed like neither of them wanted it in the third quarter, and then both of them made great plays at the end of the game to try to win it.
That was a great game, Chiefs-Lions. He didn't throw a touchdown pass yesterday, Mahomes, right?
He did not.
So, weren't they already giving him the MVP this year after 3 weeks and that he was going to throw for 50 touchdowns again? He can't have a no-touchdown week, in my opinion, and throw 50. Is that possible? You can just have 0 1 week and still throw 50? Because he hasn't been throwing like he did before. Do you remember what...
I think
didn't
that
he come out and throw 5 and 6 touchdowns
in
games?
I think he's a little injured right now. I think he's a little banged up. And he got the win.
Were you surprised the Raiders won in Indy? I was.
Shocked.
I got burned
absolutely
on that
absolutely stunned.
Especially how they jumped out on them early and just were beating them down. And then Indy had to try to come back. Like, I did not see the Raiders even, you know, winning the game, let alone owning it from the beginning.
George in L.A.
Hey, Varel, what's going on?
Listen, I cannot believe that I was in L.A. for 4 days. I never saw the sun for 5 seconds. I can't even believe
that. Hey, bro, what about that? We got steamrolled, Varel, by the damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Were we looking ahead to a Seattle game or what, man? The Goff can't hold on to the ball. And they kept saying the second half, oh, they'll figure it out. They'll make adjustments. They made no adjustments.
Listen, they were in that game. They had a chance to tie the game. They had the ball. Everyone thought they were going to move down the field and go for two and tie the game. He fumbled the ball, and Sue picked it up, ran in the end zone. Let's give credit where credit is due. Jameis Winston threw four touchdown passes. They were up 21-0. You cannot lose a game when you're up 21-0 on the road, and they still almost lost it. It was a wild game. I thought it was, the game of the day, without a doubt, and the Bills, Pats, but that was ugly, that game, with the sloppiness of it. With, fumble or picks, three picks and a block punt. But the Buccaneers-Rams was just, 95 points of excitement. And I got to tell you, I thought, Winston may have looked the best I've ever seen him, ever. So Bruce Arians is actually getting the most out of this guy. And I think it, behooves everybody to look at the situation for what it is. This guy is now playing well. And the coach, he's going to get all the credit, Arians, right? The question is, are they going to give him a new deal? Because I would say at this point, before this season started, he was not getting a new deal from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This was his last shot, right? But I think in the last few weeks, he's looked great. And I think they have to start asking themselves a serious question is, should they give him a new deal? A lot of these other teams keep giving their quarterbacks new deals. This guy can flat-out play in this system with Arians. The question is, how long will Arians coach? You never know if the guy's going to start telling you he's got heart problems again or whatever the hell it is. He's always got something. No offense, but he seems like a guy that, his health is an issue. So when's that going to come rearing its ugly head again? But would you give Jameis Winston a new deal in Tampa?
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet. And I know that they scored a lot of points yesterday. That was a very weird game in a lot of ways. And I know he threw a bunch of touchdown passes, but with 5 minutes left and they were up two scores, he threw a pick six to put the Rams back in the game too. A really dumb pick six. So I'm not quite ready to be there yet. I think that the Ram defense was absolutely embarrassing yesterday. The Bucs had a big lead against the Giants the week before that too, and they blew that, and they ended up losing that game. Field goal kicker was awful. I get that too. But I'm not ready to go on the whole Winston
as
a savior thing yet.
So you don't think he'll get a new deal in Tampa?
I'm not sure yet. I think we need to play more games. I think we've seen some good, and I think we've seen some bad.
They should have won the Giant game.
They should have won the Giant game, but they didn't. He threw two pick sixes against the Niners in week one, lost that game. Almost blew it yesterday with that pick six with 5 minutes left, but his defense bailed him out with the with Barrett getting the strip and Sue bringing it back for the touchdown.
Do you give him any chance for a win in New Orleans this week?
They always seem to play well there. They beat him there last year, week
right,
one.
Week one, they beat him. So
that was Fitz, not Jameis, but
yeah, that's true. That's true. But I, you know what?
Saint D looked pretty good last night, huh?
They did.
That Saint D.
But their offense didn't look good.
It did not. But their D came to play against the Cowboys.
Their D definitely came to play against the Cowboys. I don't think that D. I guess, if you stop Dallas, that's a good sign that they can stop Tampa, probably, right? So anything's possible. Arturo in San Diego.
Pharrell, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey. I'm good. What's happening?
Quick question, man. I'm thinking, I just want your take on the Niners. Niners haven't been 3-0 since 98.
Right.
I was a fan back then, but it's a very nervous excitement, especially with this mess of a win against Pittsburgh. Just want to know if you think that the Niners are the strongest team in the NFC West at the moment.
Well, I think the Steelers should have won the game against the Niners with five turnovers to start with, and they blew it, as usual. But I'll tell you what, and you got to remember, they were playing with Mason Rudolph, so this guy's like second game in the league. But I'll give you this. They're 3-0. There's no denying it. I think they could lose this week to the Browns. I think the Browns are as good as they are. And ooh. And I'll tell you another thing. I think the Rams are better than the Niners.
Yeah, like when you start talking best in the NFC West, like can we see the 49ers play the Rams and the Seahawks first before we
start crowning them?
I know they're 3-0. We talk about this a lot the last few weeks. You beat who you beat. We're not going to take points away from you. But they haven't played the two other teams in their division that are good. in the Rams and the Seahawks.
So who's
so
undefeated right now? The Chiefs, the Pats, and them.
That's it.
Well, that's you know, I think there's a chance that could end.
I think they could lose to the Browns on Monday night.
Yeah, I think they might be the first of those three
And they still have four division Rams twice, Seahawks twice. They got a lot of games left to play here. They had an early bye, the week four bye.
Right,
which is,
so they're rested and fresh and all the rest. And sometimes people say, oh, you're good to go. Well, maybe they miss a beat because they were
right.
out.
And the Browns looked pretty good yesterday.
They looked really good yesterday. Really good. And the game they lost.
Both sides of the ball.
And the game they lost to the Rams on the Sunday nighter, they looked
good.
They
had the ball with a chance to tie.
They looked good in that game, too. So I think they're, without a doubt, in my view, they're as good as the Niners. So we'll see. I guess time will tell. We'll find out on, Monday night they play? So a week from tonight.
That's a pretty decent Monday night game next week.
Allegedly. Now, are you turned off by all these Browns games on every Sunday and Monday night?
I think that after Monday, it's done for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
They went heavy on them early in the season in prime time. I think it's a little bit until they're on again.
So the Seahawks kicked the Cardinals' ass. They seem to be imploding, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They play the Bengals this week in Cincinnati. How bad is that game? What a stinker.
Jeez, Cardinals, Bengals.
Seriously, is that just...
That's a tough one.
That's horseradish.
That game's going to get buried on
So
Sunday.
The Seahawks play the Rams in Seattle Thursday night. Who do you like in that game?
Man, the Rams look so bad defensively yesterday. I kind of like Seattle Thursday night.
Really? To beat them? Mafia? Are you on that Seattle will beat the Rams?
They got a good chance if their defense plays anything like it did yesterday. I mean, I know yesterday was against Arizona, but, I mean, that play that Clowney made was incredible. I think the Rams are going to win it. I think it's going to be a close one. I think both defenses are going to step up a lot on Thursday night and make it a lower scoring than we would expect.
If the Rams lose and they lose to the Buccaneers and then lose to Seattle, will they start going down Sean McVay's throat? Or are they going to let this guy – are they going to keep giving him the genius treatment that he's living in Malibu and he's just smarter than everybody? He's a genius. And
you'll start to get questions.
Is he going
to
start getting heat?
Yeah, absolutely. If he starts losing, he'll take heat. I mean, look how high people were on, you know, what Freddie Kitchens did with Mayfield last year. Then they lose two games at the beginning of this year, and they're saying he's, you know, above his head and he doesn't know what he's doing. Get him out of there. So people turn on you real quick. You lose 2-3 in a row.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.